Want to have your own business but don't want to start from scratch? Franchising might be the answer you're looking for. Welcome to the Level Up with Nick Lopez Show, the show that brings you thought leaders in business, franchising, and high-performance personal development. Whether you're a buyer, seller, franchisee, franchisor, or consultant, find everything you need to know about franchising right here. Own a business without the pain and financial losses that come with creating it. Find the time, freedom, and financial independence you can have through entrepreneurship. Learn how franchising can help you get there. Listen up and get ready for another episode of The Level Up with Nick Lopez Show.
Welcome to The Level Up Show with Nick Lopez, where we have the absolute pleasure of learning from thought leaders in business, franchising, and high performance personal development. Today's guest goes without exception. She is the founder of Tiny Marketing, Sarah Block. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
It's a pleasure indeed. And I am excited to dive in and share your talents and your story. So let's do it. Let's dive in.
Let's dig in.
Where did you get started in marketing?
Oh, I started as a wee baby in 2008, working in building product marketing. And I just really couldn't get away from like construction and like buildings in general, because I have lived a lot of life in construction, building materials, real estate, that kind of thing. I started this place I won't name, but it was awful. And then I
undisclosed.
Yes, undisclosed. We don't need to know. It's like the origin of my villain era. And then I started as a marketing department of one for a 7-company group, which is the story you know about. And that's when I built out my system that came to become Tiny Marketing, because I had 7 presidents breathing down my neck saying, we need to hit these goals. And it was just me. So I built out my system, the Tiny Marketing framework, which is streamline, systematize, automate AI, added AI more recently. And then outsource anything that you can't do internally. And that is a lot of what we're talking about today, is how to do that, how to utilize your internal resources, and then what do you do when you don't have them?
Oh my gosh, right? So much could be said for that. But what I love is that you started in humble beginnings.
Yes, very humble.
Undisclosed beginnings.
Undisclosed, humble. Oh, I also got fired from that job. So extra humble.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a crazy, crazy time.
You know, I wish I was an employee just so I could say I got fired.
Oh, well, it was glorious walking out of there with that paper box and all of my belongings, let me tell you.
No way.
It was exactly how you see it in the movies. Awkward.
That is epic.
Yes, it is.
So you,
the first
so you,
time I told that story on a podcast.
You got to live that out in real life.
I did. Are you so proud of me?
You are so fortunate.
Yes, I'm so fortunate. That was actually the reason I ended up starting a business, because I never again wanted to have just one stream of income.
Wow.
So I started freelancing after that on the side while working full-time in like head of marketing roles corporate. And then in 2020, I started Tiny Marketing full-time, and it's done really well.
Absolutely. And you know, the other part that I love is that when you standardized and created these processes that have created this incredible content machine, you can take an infrastructure from nothing and go to a really powerful marketing department.
Yes, that is where
okay.
I thrive. That
yeah.
is where I thrive, is you have nothing. Okay, let's build this, baby.
Let's go. Let's go. So that's the world of franchising, right? I'm constantly in startup mode, launching new entrepreneurs into our platform. So I love all of that. Anyways, I won't get on a tangent there. But what I was going to say is that I also love the fact that where you created this process, it was done from the ground up. You just have this thing about hustle and grind.
Yeah, I like to call it scrappy marketing, where you, once you have a system in place, you can make it all work. But when you have no team and a tiny budget, you got to be scrappy about it.
Yeah, you need to make it work.
Exactly.
So do you have any idea, like, what percentage of businesses out there are small businesses, like doing six figures, maybe seven figures, but like very entry seven figures?
Good God, no, I have no idea what the numbers look like on that.
Like, do you think it's the majority, or do you think it's like,
yeah,
what do you think?
It's definitely the majority that are in that
right
smaller realm, especially like starting around the pandemic. So many people decided, I'm going to do my own thing. This is a great opportunity to start my own business. So they're probably right around there at the 3-year mark and the 6-7 figure spot.
And they need to be scrappy.
They do. Yeah. You don't have a huge team like these other companies. One of my clients, it's over 100 million, but they still don't have a marketing department. And so many companies, that's the last thing that they do is hire marketing, and they're living off of the backs of like manual processes with a sales team doing cold outreach or business development, having to be like on top of building those relationships with potential customers. And it's so time intensive. They don't have any idea that it will be so much easier with marketing, because you're building that know, like, trust factor before anyone's reaching out to you. The sales cycle is shorter and they don't have to work as hard. They don't have to hustle like they do now when they have marketing.
Right. Yeah,
90% of the time, it's sales or business development that's like, please, Sarah, help me.
Yeah, just begging, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. So I want to dive in and talk about what this process was like, because you worked for a holding company that owned something like, what, 7 different companies? And yeah, it had 0 people in marketing until, yeah, boom.
Yeah.
There's Sarah, and you are marketing for 7 brands, but yet I think you guys, I'll let you tell the story, but it clearly became an award-winning marketing department and just generates so much content, but started with just a single person across 7 brands. My gosh.
It remained that way. I never had a team.
Thank you for saying that. I was trying to communicate that.
I heard the question in your voice. Did it stay that way? It did. It was just me. Yeah, it was the framework that I built. I'm telling you, it started off with me just being overwhelmed, sobbing in my cubicle, because I was being pulled in too many directions. And the presidents or the heads of those business units, they had ideas of what they wanted to do, but none of them had marketing experience or strategy or a reason why they thought that that would work and get them to accomplish their goals. So we started off with a strategy for each business unit. And now I call it a strategic spark, where I sit down with the stakeholders within the business unit and I interview them. By the end of the interview, I understand what their challenges are and what goals they have for their business, and I build out a strategy for them. So it all happens within 90 minutes, and that makes it so much easier. You get buy-in from the get-go because they're involved. They approve it during that process, so everybody's on the same page, and then you move forward towards execution. And that's when you can start utilizing those things like systematizing and batching and templating and coming up with a core content that you can create regularly, repurposing it, all that stuff.
And do you get buy-in from the team to support building out the marketing department before you talk to the decision makers.
So are you referring to the subject matter expert thing that I talked about earlier?
Not quite, but I was just curious, as you're starting to implement this process, clearly you want buy-in from the leadership, from the decision maker. Are you working with the team to get it and then present that, or is it just directly? How does
that
work?
They are all involved. They're all involved. The decision maker and any stakeholders that have any buy-in on the project or the business unit, everybody's involved. They're all in the interview. And then they're also all in there when I'm presenting it in what we call a magic hour. And then by the end, they all say yay or nay or give their advice on what they would want to change. So everything is done like in the spot with everyone involved. So we have buy-in from every single person, because in the end, we need that decision maker to see that there's a lot of moving parts. There's a lot of people involved in every project. They need their buy-in. So we need them, but we also need the stakeholders to say, yes, I agree with this plan, because I'm going to be pulling them in. I'm going to need them to be subject matter experts and creators for later on in the execution.
What do you think are like some of the most ROI system, like the best ROI systems that you implement with a slim marketing focus or resources toward marketing?
Yeah, I would say the first thing I would invest in is project management tool. So you can have all of your projects in the same place and then templatize it. So those core pieces of marketing that you're going to be creating on a consistent basis, have a template for it. You can automate it. So the due dates are set up for you based off of when you create it. And it can automatically assign to the right people if you're outsourcing anything to contractors or freelancers. So that has a huge time savings, mega ROI there. Then I would also add email marketing second, for sure. You can't mass market to your list without an email marketing platform. It's not legal to do that. So you want to do that, and the money is made in the email.
How often is that overlooked?
Way more than I thought it would be when I'm having these strategic spark sessions. I'm like, wait a second, you don't have an email marketing platform. We got to do that. You're sending emails from Gmail? That's not legal.
That's a good low-hanging fruit.
Yeah, it's definitely, and it'll make everything so much easier. I help a lot of companies who, like, I'll do the execution for you if you need me to, but I'm also working with teams that want to do it internally and take the strategy I create and have that done. So I'll help them set up the systems, figure out what tools they need, set up the automations so you don't have to do any manual processes that can be done by a robot, find any AI that would make sense for them, set that all up ahead of time so it's smooth sailing. I don't want to see anyone fail on my strategy.
Right? Exactly. You mentioned project management tools. What project management tools do you recommend?
I use Teamwork, which is really robust. And I started using that when my team got a little bit bigger and I needed more ability to use templates. And there's a CRM attached to it. And there's a chat, so I can chat with my freelancers in there. So it makes it so easy. But when you're first starting out, Trello, super cheap. ClickUp, that works perfectly well. Asana, I've worked in pretty much every project management tool. Any of them will work.
Yeah, I love that you mentioned AI. That's exactly where my mind was going around a lot of the project management systems that you implement and map out. My gosh. Now, if you're doing it, you're at such an advantage because of AI.
Yeah, it makes it so much easier. Like, let's say your core content is podcasts like this. You can use AI to turn this into a bajillion different things. You could use Toasty AI and just import your podcast episode and it will create an article for you and all your social media posts for you, your show notes page for you, the highlights. You can use Opus AI and take the Zoom video and turn that into shorts and reels and TikToks. You can use Descript if you're as an editor, they have a bunch of AI tools now that can make it easier. Like I can never look at a camera, but Descript has a tool that has the AI that makes it look like I'm looking at the camera. And it's all relatively inexpensive and makes it so much easier.
Oh, so much easier. And it's, yeah, pretty nominal costs.
Yeah.
Yeah. What you can do marketing department wise with a slim budget, a tiny budget, is incredible.
Yeah. A lot of us are on our own. I'm talking to like 0 to 2 person marketing departments is my bread and butter where I like to work. And they need to be as streamlined as possible and automate everything that they can. And so many people that follow me or listen to my podcast, Tiny Marketing, they are solo entrepreneurs. And so it's just them doing all of the client deliverables, but also all of the work for their own business. So they need to be extra scrappy.
Right. Do you do anything platform-wise evaluates competition?
Do I have a tool that evaluates competition?
Yeah, just competitive benchmarks on SEO or, you know.
Yeah, SEMrush does that really well if we're talking SEO. I think it's what, BuzzSumo is a good way to check against your competitors too.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah. SparkToro is another nice one, which is by the same people as Moz. But they can look at like your competitors' YouTube channels and see what other channels that their subscribers are looking at. So that's helpful also.
Absolutely. Are you recommending any BI tools?
No, I don't have any.
Yeah, because pulling all this together, right?
Yeah, it's, let me think, what do I do? It's not a Google dashboard. What is that called?
Oh, Google Analytics.
Not that. There's a tool Google has, which shall be named later, that you can pull in your analytics from a bunch of different places. So you can do that if you're trying to compile all the information together. You could also use Zaps to pull it all together into a spreadsheet. So you can get the information, import it from Zap into a spreadsheet, and you can even import or automate with Zaps like ChatGPT, if you wanted to look at sentiment, for example, of comments from your social media channels, things like that.
Wait, tell me more.
So if you were to pull in comments from your social media accounts, or let's say your reviews from Google, you can create a Zap that connects that spreadsheet to ChatGPT, requesting it to judge the sentiment of those reviews or those comments.
That is awesome.
Yes. Gotta love,
I love AI. Yeah, that is incredible, right? And that's just the tip of the iceberg. And that's all done with pretty economical tools. And yeah,
it's
$30. Yeah, right? Just like going through an exercise, there's many ways to skin the cat. And clearly, you know, you being a professional in the space, it's like, and you're thinking through like, oh, here's, you know, this solution and that solution. And that's really the power of the marketplace today and where technology is at. And the good news is technology is compounding at an incredible rate. And the speed at which it's going to continue to increase is only going to be more exponential because of just advancement of technology where it's at.
No joke. Every day I'm getting an alert that something I subscribe to has added new AI features. I'm like, okay.
It's just starting.
Yeah. I'm the chronic beta tester where I need to go in and I need to play with it immediately.
Oh my gosh. I've been using ChatGPT like just so much as of late. I check it against thoughts to, I don't even know how I did business 6 months ago.
Yeah, we've become pretty reliant on it. It just makes work so much faster. Like I interview so many people, customers, the customers of my customers, and then people on my show. And I take the transcripts, put it in ChatGPT, and then ask it questions. Like based off of this transcript, what are their biggest challenges? What do they want? Like, what do they want their life to look like a year from now? It just makes it so much easier.
That is so awesome. If you were to say that you had a superpower, what would you say that superpower is?
Making hard things easy.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, people look at marketing like it's really complicated. There's so many tools available. There's so many things you could do to market your business. But I can have a hour-long conversation with you, and I can tell you this is the easiest thing that you could do to get the results that you want. So you don't have to do all of these things just because they're available to you. These things will work.
For your particular situation, your business.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely a customized situation. Everybody has their own team, their own resources, their own tools. So it's always a customized situation. But after having a conversation with them, it's fairly easy for me to say, this is the channel you should be on. This is the kind of content you should be producing. This is how often you should produce it. This is what your messaging should be if you want to attract your ideal customer.
And that's dependent on each business. It's going to be tailored and tweaked accordingly. But generally, where do you get started in that situation? 0 to 2 folks on a team. What does that startup environment look like? You want to make sure, hey, we have this foundational.
Yeah, I start with the strategic spark where we talk to the internal stakeholders. And then I create that initial strategy and like a going forward. What do we need to do to get you to over those challenges, to get you to reach those goals? So it starts with that strategic spark session. And then I build out, where do we need to build a bigger strategy, a more robust strategy? How do we want execution to look like? What subject matter experts do you have in-house that are available to us to be able to bring them into the content creation so we can really highlight them and help build that trust with your audience?
The SMEs are important.
The SMEs. Every time you say SMEs, it makes me laugh. It makes me think of Captain Hook and Shmee.
Yeah, it takes me back to some leadership team projects where we had some fun using that word to represent subject matter experts. And yeah, that's getting that. Every business is different, right? Getting that vision for the opportunities and then finding the gaps and doing that collaboratively, it's clearly key. So if you were to give some recommendations, some takeaways here, just some practical tips to make sure that a tiny marketing department has their 4 walls in as tip-top shape as possible, where would you point them in the marketing world? Hey, take a look here, take a look there, make sure you're doing this.
Yeah, the first thing I would tell them to do is interview some of their favorite customers and have those conversations, find out what their customer journey looked like, what kind of content that they like, what mediums do they gravitate towards, what channels do they use, what triggered them to reach out to them in the first place. Having those customer conversations is eye-opening. And it will guide everything else. So that's the first thing I always recommend. Interview your customers. And then from there, build out a really streamlined marketing strategy. Think, if I only have one thing that I can do in each of these categories, like content, one thing for like messaging, what is the one thing that they care about? Email, all of that. Just think one thing, one channel, one medium. And it becomes a lot easier. And then how can you streamline that as much as possible? So start looking at what tools might do multiple things that so you don't have to worry about a huge tech deck. If you do have separate tools, how can you automate that? How can you connect them? How can you bring AI? And what would a batching schedule look like? So you can get this done in a defined amount of time so you can focus on big projects that might come up later.
Absolutely. So yeah, process is so paramount, and identifying your favorite customer and building for that customer, obsessing around that customer, that is paramount, but execution is paramount. And that looks like just getting started. So taking complex, making it simple so that you get started.
Just set up a batching day and it will make it so much easier. If you know exactly what you need to create, just block that day off, create a little marketing retreat day where you are in a hotel room or something and you guys just bust out all of the content for that month. It gets a lot easier and you can make it kind of fun if you create a little content party around it.
Yeah, it should be fun, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what keeps you doing it 50, 60 months down the road.
Yeah.
Plus,
you need to enjoy it and your people need to love it.
Yeah, you won't always be simple and just getting started. You're going to have a lot of simple processes that ultimately make up what is hopefully an award-winning content machine known as your marketing department. But yeah, you need to get started.
You do. Just choose one thing. Just choose one thing to do and then repurpose it for everything else.
Absolutely. And my gosh, you have done an incredible job of doing just this with Tiny Marketing. So congratulations on that. And that is to be celebrated. It is not an easy thing to execute, but when you eat, sleep, and breathe it and take some complex marketing shenanigans out there and just make it practical and simple, can execute over a long period of time. And guess what? You become an expert. So
I obsess over it so you don't have to.
Yeah. Thank you. That is well said. That is well said. Well, thank you for being on the show. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
So if folks want to get in touch with you, how can they do that?
They can go to Sarah Noelle Block, my full name, sarahnoelleblock.com/levelup. And there'll be a URL where they can find everywhere I'm at. So just go there and I hang out on LinkedIn if you wanted to go connect, be virtual friends.
Right. Well, clearly we are level up friends.
We are level up friends.
You are very much on theme for being on the show. SarahNoelleBlock.com/levelup. You heard it here on the Level Up Show. Check out Sarah, but also subscribe to this Level Up Show. Give this video a like and contribute to the conversation. Drop some thoughts down in the comments. And as always, level up.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Level Up with Nick Lopez Show. Remember, it's never too late to get started on your entrepreneurial journey. Don't forget to subscribe, like, and share if you enjoyed today's segment. Catch us again next week and visit limepainting.com for more of the Level Up with Nick Lopez Show.